Shami Truma Stat Beis. The Gemara continues with the discussion that we ended with yesterday's Gemara with, that the in a place where you don't have Machshava, the question is Maisa enough? Like if you're a Cheresh or a Shota or a Katan and doesn't have Machshava, a viable Machshava, if your Maisa is Mochiach, is it enough to go ahead and tell you what the Machshava is, to guide us what the Machshava is? And the Gemara goes into Shaila Legabi Din Get, how it applies to the Sugya of Get as well. Amar Yosi. I asked about Shmuel Akasha. Hare Gittin, the case of a Gittin. We know that Halacha of a Gittin has to be written the shame for a particular Isha, the shame Isha. Has to be written the shame Isha. And Hare in Kasil Kamei Machshava. Yet the Allah Torah says, it doesn't say in Lagabi Machshava Lagabi Get. You have to have it for a Lishma. For a particular woman, you have to have a Get written. But you don't have to have it, there's no Machshava per se that you have to have. So therefore, just get right for a woman. For the shame of the Shema Get, but not for a Machshava, a specific Machshava. Yet the Lord, the Halacha is, it doesn't, it tells us that one's actions is Machir al Machshavaso. How do we know? Tanami learned in the Mishnah, Mesech is Gittin. Hakok said, look, what's a Get? Everyone's kosher to write a Get. Filu, Cheresh, Shota, Bekotan. Even a Cheresh, Bekotan write a Get. Why? Because it's a Maisa. The Maisa is a Maisa. The Gemara says, Amrab Ahuna, Ahuna said, for who? Only an adult, a pekeach, is standing above them. When a person is standing above them and tells them to write for a particularly for a man or woman, a get, l'shma, it's good. Lamaisa, Hershavakatan has no makshava. They themselves write as the makshava. So therefore, it's not going to be good. So therefore, we see that as maisav, is mochiach, for the sake of the get, it's good. So why do we say it's not good if he does it without omid akabav? So we see the Gabe Gittin, we can rely on a person's action. The guy's writing a get with the name of the man and the woman who are standing here. But we say it's no good because a cut can't write a get. But if they do it omen gabav, then it works. Why shouldn't it work? Why can't we say, based on what we said yesterday, that a makshava, that a maisa is mochiach ha-mashavaso? If it's mochiach ha-mashavaso, it should be considered good. You should be able to go ahead and do so. So it should be able, it should be valid. The get should be valid. So the Gemara, that's kasha, that's the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara asks further. Gemara says, "Rav Yochanan boy, Rav Yochanan had a kasha," and he says, "I'll ask you a kasha based upon a look in the Mishnah when he said a look is being by a person who's a cheresh short of a katan is good. Why? Because my only of omenak above. I think my exiv because for law lishma. You have to write it for her for lishma, for her sake for lishma, with the intention machshava of a woman getting divorced with it. So even if you omenak above." Fake Rav Yochanan, how does that help you? Lamaisa Rav Huna says, "Oh my God, that's why you're allowed to do it. It doesn't help you if you have to write it lo lishma. Torah, you have to write it for her. So you need a makshava to write it for her lishma. And the fact that someone's standing over you should make a difference. So what's pshat in the halacha that you should be able to do good? Why should it be work? Rav Yochanan himself, what's pshat in the halacha that it should be good enough? It shouldn't be good. It should be allowed to be good. A maisa should be mochiach. Well, Kwesa always said yesterday, a maisa should be mochiach on the makshava, and it should be good." So the Gemara says, Rav Yossi Yama, Rav Yossi went ahead and asked Kasha, who asked the Kasha and said, wait, I'll tell my God because of the Kasha. The case we're talking about again, we're talking about when writes it, Gemara says it has to have the right Kavana, while the person Gemara says, the other person goes ahead and divorces his wife with it. So Meila, since the halacha is that the person who goes ahead and writes the get is not the same person who's divorcing his wife, the person who's doing the actual divorcing is the husband. So therefore, you want his action to rely on the Kasha's of the Shtar, should be considered a good get. No, I can't do that. Why? Because two separate people. So even if you want to tell me that maybe I'll tell you like yesterday's Gemara, that a Maisa, that's Mochiach HaMachshavaso is good, that's only if it's his own Maisa and his own Machshava. But over here, the Maisa is the person who's writing the get. The Machshava is the one, the Machshava, excuse me, the one who has to be written for the sake of that person. The Maisa is giving the get over, which the husband's doing over two separate people. You can't go ahead and say that the Maisa should be good for this Machshava or this Machshava should be good for that Maisa. But over here in our case, Hakolon Kashem Atarim, the same person. The person taking Truma is the person, the Kashem Akat is the person who's separating, is the person who's giving the Truma. So Meir Eino Kanami, that we would say maybe that's what the Gemara says yesterday. We can rely on that a Maisa is Mochiach HaMachshavaso. Unless the Torah said you can't. If not, says the Kiddush said you can't, it's as far to say you can't because you're the same person. Mashain Kane, the case of Get is two separate cases. There's a case, two separate people. It doesn't apply that case. It wouldn't be the same. So Mela, if he says, therefore, Rav Yossi is saying the Kasha Mgitin is no Kasha, because it's just two separate cases, and Mela, therefore, can't apply. And Yaakov Acha Omer, he goes to Vagosh Vagosh. Why if Allah would be If the person who's a regular bikkur will go ahead and write a get himself and go ahead and give him, or use the get for a get, he'll be considered a good get. Why? Because he's considered, he's the Baal Maisid, he's the Baal Machshava. So he's writing a get. But if he writes for another person, then halacha would be, but over here, the one who writes it, as the kavana, is separating. He's not the one who's a, it's the same one. So in other words, over there, when a person is writing a get for another person, you can't say that you're going ahead, that it's no machshava ma'aser. I'm writing a get. Reuven's writing a get for Shimon. He's writing it that Shimon should divorce his wife. That's the name. Shimon, this is his name. So therefore that works. That's his ma'aser. His machshava makes it on the ma'aser into a ma'aser. Or his machshava, or his ma'aser now turns the machshava into a machshava of get. Again, over here, the ma'amachu koshev utarim. Over here, the one who goes ahead, who has the kavana, is the same one as the one who has, what do you call it? Is that the truma? Is the one who has to have the kavana. And therefore, it would be considered good. It would be the same halacha. It's actually the same. The Torah wouldn't tell you to read differently. It should be considered good. And my father says, not for the Torah. Elu mivyeh, the Torah wouldn't tell you this halacha. It would be the, that's what goes with Girish Ashkel Ma'ayu, be considered good. Just like he went ahead, he could go ahead and do married her when he's a cotton, he could divorce her when he's a cotton. So if he's doing it for himself, it works. So you see the Makshav and the Maisa are the same. Mashenkin over here, it doesn't apply, and that's why the case would be different. Zakta Gemara comes out that therefore a person is a chereshot of a katan who goes ahead and separates truma is not good. The chayra mashma never good. It's never going to be good. See, Gemara says maybe not. Some disagree. There are those who argue on this halacha, on this teaching, and this memra. They argue and they say that a person who separates the truma, who's a chereshot of a katan, is sometimes it is good. So therefore, if you separate, again, a makom in front of a pikeach, you're doing an omer pikeach above, it should be considered good. There's a distinction you make. When he's by himself, no good. But when he's together with a gut or gadol and his omer naka pikeach, omer naka above, it is considered good. So if the Gemara, ma'o gadon, what is the meaning of this? What's the halakha? I see Rabbi Yochanan made the trumos. Rabbi Yochanan made a statement like Gabi trumos and said, Barak Rabbi Shmuel, but Rabbi Yochanan, look at the Kedushin. His rumor says that with the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan said, the Gabi, the halakha, the Chachamim, the Gabi Kedushin, the Rabbi Yochanan Megitin, and the Gabi Rabbi Yochanan Megitin, the Rabbanan Kedushin, with the Rabbanan and Kedushin, and Halakha Megitin. What does that mean? What's the Machlokas by Gitin? What's the Halakha by Kedushin? What does that mean? That he says by Yochanan, by Gitin, he passels, even though Gav is no good by Gitin. But by Kedushin, they don't argue and say, but some Kedushin does work. Omenag Abav is good. A person in Omenag Abav, you can make Kaddish and Isha. So Melech should be the same halacha should apply by Gittin and by Kedushin should be the same halacha. So when we say halacha of Yochanan and Gittin, Yochanan would say halacha still got by Gittin. The guy said the halacha would be to a get of a person who's a chesed of a katan. Is Rabbanan and Kedushin is agrees with the Rabbanan by Kedushin who say, well, I could Rav Yishmael and say the halacha got by Kedushin. That way we consider this halacha be good. A katan could come in. A katan could do it also on the way out. So therefore, we see the halakha applies to both. So after Gemara time, we learn a brisa. One second, chereshot v'katan shekidshu, chereshot v'katan made mekadesh nisha. A kedushin, kedushin, kedushin is not considered a kedushin, not valid kedushin. Shlomo ben Rabbi Yochanan, ben Yolam, ben Atzmon, kedushin kedushayim. If it's done between the man and the boy and the girl himself, the chereshot v'katan and the girl and the woman, halakha is no good. Not any aid them. It's not a kedushin kedushin. But however, but if they do it amongst other people are there and they see and they tell them what to do when they see what's going on, and there's a kinyan kedushin, then halakha is considered good. So you see that halakha we said at Mishnah Truma, that is a machloekah as Truma, it's Bisibabit's machloekah by kedushin. The Rav Yochanan Shmuel, the Rav Yochanan Mebroka tells that a chesed katan is always considered no good, and he tells us that it is considered good. It's considered good when you understand it, like by kedushin. If you understand it, it's considered good. We consider the same thing. So the Gemara, Tani Bilant, Hezrakishtarish Shatarm, and Gito get Uboyan and Trumasa Truma. The person is a Cheresh, separates Truma, or he wrote a get and divorced his wife, and okay, it's not considered a get, and Trumasa Truma is not considered a Truma. It's not considered a valid Truma. When we say this thing, was a Cheresh all the time, in the beginning. If he was first a regular person, then he became a Cheresh afterwards. You can write a get based on his ksav yad. So maybe in a dab, if he hears, doesn't speak, that's considered like a bikar. There are those who argue with this halacha, the Gemara of Shimon Gamliel, and they say that since you have the that halacha would apply the same halacha, that since it applies, the Yikovia would be considered as if it applied for all cases, that the, we extend the halacha of Echosh and Medaber to apply in all cases, it would be the same thing applies. It's considered as if you did it, as if you used him, and therefore the halacha would be the same. Makhlokas of Yochanan, Ishmael, and Yochanan and Broka, Gabi Din Kedushim would apply here as well. It would be the same thing. So the Gemara says that we said a halacha in the name of Gittin is only the one who says that what that we paskin like we paskin like those who argue with the Rebbe, who argue with Rabbi Shmuel, like Abba Kedushin, whether they're considered part of it or not, is the same halacha we would say over there, the same halacha would come over there, whether we say we accept the Kedushin, the Gittin, or we don't accept it. They say it's not good because it's a katan. So therefore you see that there's a difference of opinion as to what, as to how far we go in the Gzeira of saying that it should be considered acceptable to Mekadosh Isha to do it in such a way would be acceptable based upon the Shita. We've figured out how we're going to go ahead and do so. Chalkan al-Shonazet to make sure that this is done properly. Continue from here.